Now the people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. It's this expectation of what we've been longing for all through Advent. The expectation of the Lord's return in glory, and the expectation of His coming the first time when we celebrate Christmas. We look with expectation, just like the people in the gospel, that is this the one? Is this the one who's going to come to save us? That's what they're asking John. And it's almost as if, like, when I was a kid, so on this very Sunday, the first present would show up from one of my brothers. It'd be nicely wrapped under the tree. And there was the expectation of, ooh, what is this? And what is there to come? What's my mom and dad going to bring me? What's Santa going to bring me? The expectations start to rise. And that's the whole understanding, though, of this very Sunday, of Gaudete Sunday. That as we change the color, no longer purple, but now rose, to bring forth this expectation, even though my mom says my vestment is the pinkest rose she's ever seen, she's quite right. It's an expectation that we are called to look with anticipation. Because that's what they're asking John. Are you the one? Are you the one that all the prophets have been telling? Because you're calling us to repentance. And this is where the God even goes beyond our expectations. Because John says, I am not He, but one mightier than I is coming. So this idea of John, as they are so enthralled with it, is this part of being like, wow, something better is even coming. There's going to be an even glorious person after this. And the thing is they never had an understanding. We get to look at it with 20/20 vision. We get to look at it from where we're at. But no one at that time ever realized that it would be God Himself coming. That God would be in their midst. As the first reading says, the Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in His love. This expectation of a Savior, no one would have imagined it to be actually God Himself coming to earth. That it would be God Himself walking in our midst, taking our sins upon us on a cross. The expectation that every person had was exceeded because of God's love for us. And my brothers and sisters, then, in this time of Advent, we see then that God is wanting to always outdo our expectations. As we are expecting this very closeness with God, He is drawing ever near to you and to me. He is always seeking to be close in our midst. Or as St. Paul said in the second reading, the Lord is near you, always beside us. And the moment we begin, especially in prayer, we're opening up our hearts to Him. The moment we started the Mass with the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen, we are inviting the Lord even more into our hearts. As we hear then, He goes beyond in giving us His very words of sacred Scripture, that He wants to speak to us. But that's still not enough for God. As we will bring forth gifts of bread and wine, God is going to say, you know what? I want to become even closer to you. So I will change that bread and wine into my very body, blood, soul, and divinity upon this altar. I want to be so near to you that I can go inside of you as your food. That your heart and my heart may be one. That we may be joined together. Going beyond what anyone ever imagined that God would want to do for us. That He wants to be that close to us. That is why then St. Paul will say, as he realizes how close the Lord is, how near He is, he says, this is why every Catholic Christian should rejoice. He's calling us to that very part. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice that He is near. And I say it again, rejoice. Because the Lord is right beside you. The Lord will come inside of you through the Eucharist. because of His great love and His desire only to be one with you. And that, my brothers and sisters, is why in our very faith that we should be coming to the Lord just simply with a joyful heart and simply responding with the question then, like in the Scriptures, well then what should we do, Lord? You come to us. You are so near to us. What should we do? Well, St. Paul says the answer to that too. Your kindness should be known to all. That is what we're striving for. And I know I myself fall short of it. But it is in this very part of being able to say, Lord, I see Your kindness. I recognize the fact that You always want to be near to us. Here in the tabernacle, over in the Adoration Chapel, here at this very Mass. Your kindness continues to pour forth. And so what should I do? I should be kind in return. To help the poor, as John the Baptist was instructing us in the Gospel. To give of clothing, to give of food, just to give help to anyone in need. Because the Lord comes to be close to us, to help us, always in our need. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we are now just days away from Christmas, to where we can count them on our hands, the Lord is near to us right now, just as He was when He was born 2,000 years ago. And He draws us close to Himself. May we rejoice that He is always near, showering us with kindness, with the love of His Holy Spirit. And may we show that kindness to others as well. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.